Thank you for calling customer support. It's Jeremiah. How could I help you?
Oh, hi. Maya, that's your name?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. My name is Johanna Campana. I just was doing something on Facebook, and I saw like a claim, a good price for $2, and I by mistake input my information, and now I see there is a charge for $59.89. So I would like to get rid of this.
I can take a look at the account for you. May I have your
Thank
zip
you.
code?
10451.
And your first and last name?
Johanna Campana.
All right, could you verify your address for security purposes?
Sure. 185 East 152nd Street, Fort Evans, New York, 10451.
Okay, ma'am. When I take a look at the account, I do show where you would bill the $59.89 for the meal app plan. So what happened was when you enrolled for a chance to receive one of those products, it did explain the terms and conditions that you would be enrolled in something called a meal app plan. You put your card information in, and that's how we were able to
Yeah,
move
but
forward and bill you.
it doesn't say anything about enrollment in a program of this. It was like a claiming a prize, and then you play something, and then you were the winner, and you just pay the shipping services. It doesn't
So
say about anything.
did you read the terms and conditions?
There was no condition. I was on my phone, and it didn't say nothing.
Well,
It
yeah, I'm
was just
looking at the
claiming a
terms and
prize.
conditions. They were provided. I can get it canceled for you, and I'll have to see what refund options are available.
Refund is not available.
I said I would have to see what refund options are available.
Okay, because yes, I was on my phone. I'm very excited to get KitchenAid for $2. They said that it's Amazon. I put the click over there, and it went to Amazon, and I chose on that website because I have my subscription with Amazon. So I thought it was something with Amazon. Now, I just went to check my credit card account, and it says something fine balance held on $59.89. I said I didn't do anything with those.
And I definitely understand, but that's what I just gave you the information of how you were billed because the terms and conditions were stated.
No, I always do a screenshot from my phone,
So.
so I'm gonna do. To the bank, if you cannot help me, because I didn't authorize nothing, a plan, nothing like fine balance. Also, this is ridiculous.
Okay, ma'am. So legally, the terms and conditions were provided. I was stating I could see what I can do as far as a refund because if you dispute the charges, the bank is going to contact us to verify the terms and conditions. As long as we provide the terms and conditions, the charge will stand valid and that you won't be able to receive a refund. So if you can give me
Yeah.
just a moment, I can see what refund is available.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Hold one moment.
Thank you. Hello.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay.
So I have gotten the account canceled and I got the refund put in. The refund can take 3 to 5 days to show back up in the account, and I can give you the cancellation number.
Okay, I'm ready. Thank you.
The cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, 920 577 254.
Okay, this is the cancellation number.
Yes,
Right?
ma'am.
Okay, so there is no gonna be any charge on my account, right?
No, ma'am, your account has been canceled out of the system.
All right, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much,
Thank
Mayim.
you. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too, thank you.